Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, August the 30th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, last Monday in the month of August. Only 2 days left, and we will be on into the month of September. Do want to remind everybody this morning, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Then we have the tribute to Ed Asner this morning from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. until 5 p.m. So don't miss any of those programs. Now, does anybody have anything more to say about the passing of Ed Asner or the whole mess with Ted Williams that we've kind of gotten ourselves into here? Because as I say, I have the audio here, which I'm going to play momentarily, which I think will totally vindicate me in what happened on Friday. And again, just a quick, if you didn't hear it, Ted called in on Friday morning, and I did hang up the phone on him when he was singing the Jeffersons theme song. Now, I do not deny that. But when he called back in on Friday night, or I called him, I think it was, to apologize for everything that had happened, he started to sing the Jeffersons theme song again, and the phone fell out of my hand. You know, what terrible luck. The phone fell out of my hand and back on the receiver, back on the hook. And I think that gave a bad connotation that maybe I had hung up on him twice in the same day, which I don't really think happened. But if anybody's got an opinion on this, go ahead, buzz in here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, we have memories of the legendary Ed Asner, if you have any. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. But I think, again, much like the Zapruder tape during the JFK assassination, that this audio that I'm going to play here momentarily will totally vindicate me in the whole situation. But before we play that audio, if anybody has anything to say in regard to this, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody here in Marion that Marion Public Health will be closing at 12 p.m. on Friday, September the 10th, in order to offer a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. There will also be a COVID-19 vaccination clinic on Saturday, September the 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both clinics will be held at the health department located at 181 South Main Street. The Pfizer vaccine will be available, and a $100 prepaid gift card will also be available for all Marion County residents that receive their first dose of the vaccine on one of these two dates only. Anyone ages 12 to 17 years of age must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and an ID is required. The clinics will be available to walk-ins, or you can schedule an appointment by calling the health department at 740-387-6520. That's 740-387-6520. Also, for the safety of their patients as well as their staff, Marion Public Health is implementing a mask requirement for anyone coming to the building. Disposable masks will be available, or you can bring your own. All health department employees will be wearing masks. Marion Public Health is also offering back-to-school shots by appointment only by calling 740-387-6520. It is that time of year. 877-687-6520. Also, do want to remind people that the Popcorn Festival is right around the corner here. The main stage festivities will begin at 6:30 p.m. each evening. The following opening bands will kick off the 2021 main stage entertainment with Left of Center on Thursday. Last Chance Band on Friday, and Sneaky Pete and the Players on Saturday. Following each night's main stage opening band, the opening ceremonies will commence at 7:30 p.m., and the main entertainment will be slated for 8:30 p.m. It looks like on Thursday, the main stage entertainment is Rumors, Northeast Ohio's premier Fleetwood Mac tribute band. On Friday, it's Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. And on Saturday, it's Great White. So there you go. The 2021 dates of the Marion Popcorn Festival are September 9th, 10th, and 11th. All performances on the festival's main stage begin at 8:30 p.m. and are free of charge. A limited number of kernel seats are available for any of the main stage performances by calling 740-387-FEST. Other events include the Popcorn Parade with over 300 units, a popcorn cooking contest, fine art show, crafts, cornhole tournament, community showcase stage, poppin' party stage, and much more. If you'd like any more information, popcornfestival.com or call 740-387-FEST. The Marion Popcorn Festival is sponsored in part by the City of Marion. So there you go. Before we play this tape with Ted Williams, does anybody want to weigh in one final time on what happened here Friday? Because I do appreciate hearing from the listening audience on this one. Because, you know, I caught flack for hanging up on him the first time. And I can understand that. But the second time, I don't think was me hanging up on him. Although, that seems to be up in the air at this particular time. So give me a buzz here, 21 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, and tell me what you think. It's one of those things that happens in radio on a spontaneous note that you have to go back. See, this is why we tape everything, so you can go back and listen to it and realize what actually happened. 21 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play this tape. Now, what you're going to hear first is the conversation that happened in the morning in which I was accused of hanging up on Ted. Then we will go right into Friday night, in which I called to apologize, and also now people have accused me of hanging up on Ted during the apology. So, here we go. Let's play the Zapruder Ted Williams tape here, and then we'll get your opinions on what actually happened. It looks like this tape runs about 7 minutes, 6 minutes and 51 seconds. So here you go. All you ever wanted to know about what happened on Friday, August the 27th, with Ted Williams here on this station.
We'll be back with more presidential countdown right after this. No. I'm with 10.
10, okay. Oh, well, 10, you got 10, Ted. 10, 10's not bad.
Yeah. And I was trying to name the ones in my era from 57 on up, and then I just happened to think, oh, Lincoln.
But I tell you, Ted, it's interesting because we had a guess of 25, 14, 20, 15, 31, and somebody thought you would name all 46.
Well, I love the optimism on all that.
Well, Ted, you know, so we're not giving away anything today. No root beer floats, no...
No Zoom Daisy Bay, no zoo tickets, no Wyandotte or whatever. Oh, zoo lights or
zoo
whatever.
Zoo lights. Oh, it's horrible. Well, but you know, Ted, it's always good to speak to you. That's always fun. And before...
Yeah,
oh, God, you know I love you. Now, what's great here, Ted, is that I think people really enjoyed that Jefferson's theme. So could you give us a little more?
Beans don't fry, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get it up that hill. Beans don't burn,
That was horrible. No, he's gone now. I'm sorry I had to hang up on him, but he was driving me nuts, Michelle. God bless his heart there. I had to accidentally hang up on him.
Oh, my.
People would have loved if I did that to Bill Cosby. I couldn't take it anymore. He was not getting the song right.
The song right?
Yeah, that irritated me.
Oh, yeah, you just hung up on him. Boom.
Well.
That's funny.
Sorry. Let me try to call again.
AED machine?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Take three.
He's probably asleep.
Well, I hope not.
Hello, Ted Williams here.
Hey, Ted, it's Scott at WWGH Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. My favorite program director and just general manager and all of that at the great Marion radio station, WWGH 107.1 FM.
Oh, that's what... Ted, I'm so glad to hear your voice. You know I love you dearly, but I...
And I love you as well.
Absolutely. But I...
Hey, listen, I'm down... Let me just interject real quick. I'm down here in the short north area of High Street, and it reminds me of New York Street. They're so congested. People are having fun. They're drunk as hell and all of those things. But out of everybody that I met, or indirectly, or photographed with, there was one lady that said, her name is Stacy, and the guy, knows Michelle of Stewart's Root Beer, and he's good friends with Stewart's wife, Michelle's husband, and he said, and then his wife, Stacy, said, I hear you on WWGH all the time. Oh, how are you doing? And then, but they knew the fine people, I don't know, at Stewart's. So I asked him, I said, listen, I was just on the air earlier, and Scott Spears rudely hung up on me, and I was answering,
Ted!
Yes?
No, go ahead, but I'm going to disagree with this in a second.
Okay, well, I was just participating in a contest that I was going to try to win my grandkids, some of those Zumbozy and Zoo and Stewart.
Are you there, Ted?
Go ahead.
No, keep going on. I want to hear this.
I was going to say, I know I didn't name the friend with Michelle name of the president in one of the questions that you asked. How many in 2 minutes can you name? And I got 10. Of course, that's not a winning hand. But congratulations to the lovely Michelle Stewart. Or, I don't know if that's her last name. But I was there on the air. I'm getting ready to tell you something. You just hung up on me. Maybe I got it. Hello?
Are you there, Ted?
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you, hung up on me again?
No, Ted. Listen, I'm glad you're having a wonderful time in the short north, but here's why I called you tonight. I hate to take up your time, but I've been getting flack all day. People have been coming out of the woodwork, and they say I'm an evil person for hanging up on you earlier. So I wanted to call you tonight, and I wanted to tell you, I have nothing but the last 10 years of love and admiration for you.
Yes, and you give me such a great, humble introduction, and I love you for that, man. One of the few people that give me all those accolades.
Well,
and I couldn't imagine.
You deserve every one of those.
My feelings were hurt, to be honest with you. It was like, well, Ted's getting a little breathy here. Let me click him out, boop.
No. It was. We were having fun with the Jefferson's theme song.
And
I think we just got a little off kilter, and that's all that happened. But I just want, there are a couple points I want to make here. Number one, I think and this is no skin off my nose because I don't get anything for this. I think you're, if not the best broadcaster, one of the best broadcasters in the business. Me and all those pinheads in Boston could not carry your microphone around. We're just all out here, trying to be like you. You're number one, you're the best, and I have nothing but love and admiration. And I apologize sincerely for hanging up the phone on you.
You know, I sincerely accept it, Scotty, because I didn't think I did anything wrong, and maybe when we left Tony Paco's up there in, what is it, Toledo?
Toledo.
I thought maybe I scared the Buckeye guy off so bad that you took it against me and just didn't want to hear from me no more.
No, and Ted, and just before I let you go have fun down there in the short north, just so people know that I'm sincere and honest and wonderful tonight, give us a little bit of that Jefferson's theme song again.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Oh, he's still terrible. He's just terrible. He's still terrible. Okay, moving on.
He did it again.
No, the phone fell out of my hand.
Oh, did it?
It did. Well, there you go. There's the Zapruder tape right there for you of what happened, the events of August 27th, 2021, a date that will live in infamy here on this station between me and Ted Williams. Well, I think that clears it all up right there. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, there it was, the Ted Williams incident. As it will be known, kids in colleges and elementary schools and middle schools and parochial schools will be studying that tape you just heard for years and years, long after we're all gone, to figure out exactly what happened last Friday. But I think at this particular point, I've been completely vindicated. Now, did I hang up on him in the morning? Yes, I did. But I think I'm almost forgiven in that point, because he was singing the song so horribly, and that's that. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if I don't hear Ted on there anymore live, I'm gonna have to go back to listen to WMRN.
Oh no.
Yes. So I'll even listen to the radio on WMRN.
So it's that bad with Ted, huh?
Yeah, he sung bad, but, it was on a cell phone. Put him to a real mic. You might not hang up on him, but you might not pick the phone up when you drop it.
Now, do you think, don't you think, because this is really about my integrity at this point, you think, I admit I hung up on him early, but, he was awful the first time. He couldn't even come up with the words.
No, he was terrible, but I couldn't have come up with him either. I mean, believe it or not, I recorded Jefferson's. I fast-forward the theme song all the time.
Yeah, so, but now I will admit, Friday night he was singing a little better, but didn't you hear my heartfelt, poured my heart out to him, and I told him that myself and all those pinheads in Boston that call in here, we couldn't even carry his microphone.
No. I think he had a few Friday night, but it actually made him sing better. But like you said, it wasn't much of an upgrade from the morning.
No, and I think what happened was, we're down there in the short north. People are coming up saying, I heard you on WWGH, and I think I was shocked that he was so just outright on Friday night with the song, that the phone receiver, we use these old phones in here, it just fell right out of my hand back onto the hook.
I understand that, but hopefully he's not mad about anything. He'll call back in, because I know the Marion listeners love listening to him. I do. I enjoy it.
Well, let me ask you this before I let you go. How do you think I should, because I have not talked to Ted since this whole event on Friday. What do you think should happen here to rectify this so that does happen, that he does appear again and we're all hunky-dory?
I think a couple things. I think, one, when he comes back to Marion, you should take him to a nice place to eat. And I think he needs to be the host of his show, and you be somebody on his show, and see how he treats you,
Oh, so give him the host chair, and I'll sit in the guest chair.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Okay,
one time.
Let me write
just
this.
Just to let him know, hey, I still love you. It's you're on the air. See how he does. See if he does your job like he sings. If not,
out the door.
No, not out the door. But,
not out the
just switch seats.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, see, right there you go. Now, that caller understands what happened. That it was just clearly just a... Have you ever watched American Idol or any of these other miserable shows? American Idol, what are they out there? The Voice, all these things. The Gong Show in the old days. You know, sometimes people just don't sing to your expectation. And that's how we have a moment like we had on Friday. Now, my admiration for Ted has not died at all. And by the way, Friday, I was invited by the Boston crowd. I don't know where they are this morning. But I was invited by the Boston crowd to the Wilbur Theater in Boston for something in January. And I, you know, I'm thinking about going. They said they were going to send me a couple tickets. But to be honest with you, at this particular juncture, I don't know anything about it. So highly unlikely that I'll go, because I don't know if I'm just going to go sit in the audience or I would be a guest on the show. And I don't think the host has called and formally invited me yet. So it's a little thing. I don't know. Hard to tell what's going on there. Everybody in Boston has slept in this morning. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Ted Williams incident? Now, how should we fix this now? Now, we've had a person tender a suggestion here that I should buy Ted dinner. Now, he's an eater. He's the only person who I know who might be able to out-eat Jeff Ruth. I mean, Ted can put the food away. And they're both skinny as a rail, so go figure that out. And also that I should let Ted host this show one morning, and I will be the guest, and we'll see how he treats me. Well, I think he would treat me just fine. You know, Ted's a gentleman. 740-383-9944. And as I say, I have not spoken to Ted since that whole incident on Friday, so I can't really speak to what terms that we're on right now. I hope we're on good terms, but you never know. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you agree now that I am vindicated in the event that happened on Friday with Ted Williams? That I did hang up on him the first time, there's no doubt about that, I agree with that. But that the second time, the phone fell out of my hand, back on the receiver when the theme song to the Jeffersons started, and that's simply all that happened there. And you know, this happens in radio sometimes, you know? It's just one of those things. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's your buddy Andrew in Boston. I heard you asking questions about us. I'd be happy to try to help. And remember, we're not part of the show. We're just fans of that show, and I think Tim was inviting you to be his date to the show. You and another person can join him at the Kirk Minahan live show that'll be happening at the Wilbur Theater, and we'd love to have you sit with us. And I get, if you like to have a couple beers, I guarantee there's a bunch of Minifans that'll buy you beers before, during, and even after the show.
So now Tim, what is your association with the show?
Well, this isn't Tim, this is Andrew.
Oh, this is my Andrew. Now Tim called on Friday.
Tim called on Friday. I also called on Friday because I was telling you about the $29,000 fiasco.
Oh, yeah, forget about that. We can't solve that.
No, well, no one's been fired yet, which is
Listen, Tim. You're Tim, right?
No, I'm Andrew.
You're Andrew. Listen, Andrew, do you not listen this morning? We've got our own problems with Golden Voice. We can't solve this food problem.
But I'm gonna give you some advice with Golden Voice, because Kirk Minahan has issued the best apology in the history of radio. So if you want advice, you should try to call into a show. I think they're taping next on Wednesday.
Who did he apologize to?
Oh, he had to apologize, I believe it was to Erin Andrews, for things he said on the radio about her questioning during an All-Star game. If you look it up online, you can find it all out. But it was the best apology, very sincere, very heartfelt, that he gave for it. So I think if you want apologies, listening back and looking and doing a quick Google search on Kirk Minahan apology, I think it would be the best way to do it, and he'll get you back on the right side with Ted in no time.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, to go sit in the audience, you know, I just don't know about that, because because that's a long way to go just to sit in the audience. Now, if I were...
You say it's a long way to go, Scott, but there's people who are flying in from Australia and California to come attend this show.
Oh, it sounds
so
big.
It's an international podcast.
Yeah, but what are they flying in to sit in the audience of the Wilbur Theater?
Yeah, they're flying in. They come in. They'll fly in. They'll sit. They'll watch a great live show. Kurt puts on an amazing live show, and then I'm sure around all the bars that you were mentioning, Cheers on Friday, that all the bars will be packed with Minute fans. And I guarantee if you showed up, there'd be plenty of Minute fans out there ready to buy you a beer or seven.
Now, does he do a podcast on the stage? What happens on the stage?
So on the stage, he does his live show. We don't know, because every live show is different. Sometimes there's little like video submissions that get put in. They bring up surprise callers. They might even call radio hosts in Boston like that don't like Kirk. Then he'll try to talk with them all live. It's truly a unique experience going to a live show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would come if I was booked on the show. But you see, because he's had so much fun at my expense now, at least two shows that I'm aware of, there may be more, who knows, that, you know, I if I was a guest and I was invited by, what's his name, Mr. Minahan?
Yeah, Minahan's the host, and we're just all fans. So all like these, all of us calling in and interacting, because when Kirk brought you up on the show, we were like, oh, this is interesting. And then we started listening to you. And like, oh, in a way, through Kirk, like, I listen every morning now. Kirk has got me so itchy, so I'm just excited. I know my buddy Tim, who was the one that invited you, he has the tickets. He'd really love for you to come. And we have no official affiliation with the show. All we are just fans of the show. And I think that's what makes it great. And Kirk takes calls. So, like, the most interaction I've ever had with the show is I've called in. And I've been made fun of, even on my calls. It happens.
Now, you would go under oath that you have no affiliation with this show.
Yes, I would go 120% under oath. I have no affiliation whatsoever.
Now, because when I did listen to one of these, and I believe it was you who said that you had called in and so on and so forth, and there was an 8-minute phone call or something. I don't
that
know what happened.
Me. So that was someone else. Again, we have a big group of fans that all call in. So, like, I've been on the show in, like, a caller capacity, but I am no way officially affiliated with the show. Neither is Tim, neither is anyone that's called in.
Yeah, but now, do you understand this morning not only do we have the Ted Williams crisis, but we lost Ed Asner?
Yes. He was a little before my time. I'm a young buck myself, but it's very sad passing. I think it's, when anyone dies, it's always sad. But you can remember all those good feelings that Ed would give and being able to turn on the TV. And when you think about it, it's like back when he was at his peak in television, it was the family thing to gather around the TV. This was before TiVo, before DVR and all that. It was like appointment viewing, and you knew you could get a great performance from Ed, and then you could have some fun family time after.
Now, you don't watch Elf? You weren't around for Elf?
I mean, I've seen Elf, but I don't know Ed Asner from Elf. Like,
he's Santa Claus
to me. Yeah, but that's a Will Ferrell movie for me. It's just because I'm such a young kid.
Now, how old are you?
I am 26.
26. Now, Ed Asner was never the man who's won more Emmys than any other actor in the history of the Emmys has never been on the big Boston podcast.
Well, it's because Kirk really doesn't seek out guests because he doesn't want to rely on them. His is more fun of just telling as it is, and I think that's what brings Kirk's great appeal to it. And that's what he likes. He grew up in the heyday of Howard Stern, and you can see like he likes old Stern and not this new week. I mean, if we were making fun of you for the Bill Cosby interview, if Stern got Bill Cosby, he'd be probably asking to go out to the bars after. That's just the kind of guy Howard Stern into.
Well,
so
no,
one of those. It's one of those situations that, at the end of the day, I'm just saying he would try to become his friend just because he doesn't want to do hard hitting interviews anymore. He softened up. So, but Kirk's not the kind of guy that likes to soften up. And if he has anyone controversial on, he's not afraid to ask those questions, even if he gets hung up on.
Now you just told me though that he doesn't do interviews. So, how hard hitting could he be? I mean, it's easy. Anybody can be a critic. I could get on here every morning and just spew opinions. That doesn't mean anything. But so he would never have booked, well, he wouldn't have been able to book a Bill Cosby or book an Ed Asner because he doesn't do that. So there would have been no hard-hitting questions to answer. So basically,
critiquing. Won't come on with them. His issue is that he won't do an interview. Like, for example, with Bill Cosby.
Oh, gosh.
If it was brought to him saying he couldn't ask those questions, he wouldn't have him on because that's not what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have ever got that far to begin with.
I don't think so either because the handlers of Bill Cosby, it's one of those things that he's always welcoming to have people on. If you have a different opinion than him, he'll have his phones open. You can call in. You can DM him, reach out, and have that conversation. Kirk's biggest issue is that there's people who will say their opinion but then won't come on and defend it against someone who might not agree with them, which is a complete hypocrisy of it. You and I could have a conversation about God knows what, and if we disagreed, we could disagree about it, and that's all Kirk wants to do. He'll have a civil conversation about it, but he wants to be able to talk about anything and everything and doesn't want to just pick and choose to make people look nice.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call this morning. We'll see what happens, but, I need a personal invite from Mr. Host himself. And
I can't help you with that. I can only listen, but I do hope you show up because I'd be happy to buy you a beer as soon as you land.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, there we go. Well, there was our Boston help. And see this whole issue with Ted Williams now transcends the states. We're now going far into the New England area to solve this problem. Now, does anybody have a solution on how to solve this problem? Because, you know, I'm a problem solver, if nothing else. We've heard the tape now. Now, somebody has tendered the suggestion to take Ted to dinner. And that could be a big problem, by the way, because Ted likes to eat. Or have him host this show. And I guessed, and we'll see how he treats me. Now, that could be the other way to go about this. But you have heard the tape now. Everybody's heard the tape. What do you make of it? 45 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up after this morning from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then, of course, we have the big Ed Asner tribute this morning produced by Adam Lepp from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. His best moments on this show, election night, 90th birthday, things of that nature. And then today from 4:10 to 5 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims. So it's all coming down that way. Phone lines open, 14 minutes left to go. Does anybody have a suggestion or have their opinion on what happened during the Ted Williams incident this past Friday on the big show? 740-383-9944. Give me a call here and we will sort all of this out and everything will eventually turn out to be hunky-dory. We certainly can only hope at this point. 740-383-9944. To go to Boston and sit in the audience of the Wilbur Theater. See, I just don't know about that. Now, to watch a podcast. Now, I'm sure this podcast is just great, fantastic. But, I'm sure there's somebody doing a podcast in a theater around here where I would not have to drive hours and hours and hours to get to it. That's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Any other take on our whole incident this morning? Now, do you think I should try to call Ted this morning? Now, Ted's not a morning person. He might not answer. But do you think I should try to give him a buzz? And I don't know that I would be apologizing again because I think I already did that. But I could probably, sort out what happened on Friday night. Does anybody think this would be a good decision to sort out what happened on Friday night between Ted and I? Well, really the whole day Friday, because that's what we want to do here. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Just on a little different note, I was down to the classic down at Ohio State Saturday, and I saw a Buckeye guy, and I congratulated him on on signing his hot dog bun at Tony Parker's, and he says, "Yeah, man, that was big stuff."
That was big stuff.
He was excited.
You know, I think he wakes up in the morning excited.
Oh, I think he does too. I think he does too.
So do you have any intake on this whole Ted Williams thing?
Yeah.
I think I was justified.
Water under the bridge.
What? Right. What can you do?
Nothing.
That's how it goes.
I always told my kids when I coached baseball, there's one thing you can do with history: read about it. Can't change it.
Well, this is true, but you don't want history to repeat itself.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So that's the only issue we've got.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I'm glad to hear that the Buckeye guy was so excited about the Tony Paco's hot dog bun signing, which also revolved around Ted in many ways, because Ted was there when they signed their buns on the same day, their hot dog buns at the legendary Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio. And again, we thank Tony Paco's for the great hospitality that they showed that day. And Buckeye Guy was great, and Ted was great. So here we go. We're at the 10-minute mark. Any thoughts today on anything? The passing of Ed Asner, the Ted Williams incident, anything else going on in your life at this point? 740-383-9944. 49 and a half minutes past the hour here. And a whole nice slate of programming today here on WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp will be on when this show's on today, 10:15 till 11 a.m. The Big Ed Asner tribute this morning from 11:15 until 12 p.m. And then, of course, we will have Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. until 5 p.m. All on this station. All right. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind in regard to this particular situation, which now is fascinating to me as time rolls along. And it looks like Adam has come to the studio a little early this morning. Adam, what's going on?
Scott Spears, chauffeur to the stars.
That's right. Now, as you drove in this morning, you heard the whole Ted Williams incident.
Well, I heard it on Friday, then I called in, and you didn't hang up on me when I was doing my singing, imitating the supporting actress from Good Times, singing the song about moving on up. And we're kind of on the south side, so we're moving on up to the south side to a cute little one-bedroom on Prospect.
Yeah, but now my feeling on this whole thing is, though, that I don't believe I hung up on him the second time.
No, I don't think so. You know, it's technology for you. Calls drop. People drop phones.
Now, I'll say that his singing had improved a little bit since the morning, I felt.
Yeah, you know, when you get the voice loosened up, just like, you know, my back feels better later in the day when I'm up and around and walking, and just like your voice, you know, I do karaoke in the evening, and karaoke is kind of the opposite of driving. The more you drink, the better you do.
So what's coming up next hour?
Well, we have open phone lines. We can talk about the juicy, controversial topics like the M word and the V word, and even we can even talk about the Donald and Joe, if you like, D and J. We can talk about local politics. We have an important election coming up. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about how people hear my voice probably more than they want to hear it at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, but that could be good or bad. We can talk about famous people we've given rides to. And I did take Thunderbolt Patterson across the state line. Have you ever taken a celebrity across the state line?
Not that I'm aware of.
See, I beat you on that one.
Yeah. But now what's coming up at 11:10 a.m. with this Ed Asner tribute?
We'll have clips from your discussions with Mr. Grant, Mr. Asner. Of course, my commentary. And the show starts out with his famous line that I uttered when I called in while I was driving earlier in the show. Spunk and Scott kind of sound similar.
See, to me, though, he's the really the actor's actor, because if you still hold the record, and I believe he's held this record since the 1970s, winning more Emmys than any other actor in the history of the Emmys, that says something to me, winning seven of them.
Yeah, I mean, well-known figure because of his politics, which became more prevalent with his being the president of the SAG, and not making any secrets, he said on your show he was a socialist. You're not going to hear a lot of people say that. I was really kind of shocked to hear that, because that really was a defining moment.
Yeah, but what I liked, he could say that stuff, but people still hired him because he was that good.
Yeah, and it's, as I've said, if I were to boycott every business that has political policies and philosophies different than mine, I wouldn't have any businesses to go to, and the same with the actors and actresses. And it's been a lot of that on social media, actors and actresses who make no secret about their politics. Tom Cruise, being a member of the Scientology Church, that certainly has been controversial, and people will talk about it. You have to kind of just decide. I admire him for speaking out. I may not agree with much of what he has to say. I agree with some of it. You know, I'm an independent, so you never quite know with me. But I admire that he will say it and let people make their own decisions and realize that he was a very, very smart man for sure.
Now, I'm going to try to call Ted here very quick. Now, he might not be up because he's not a morning person. But, you know, I figure, you know, maybe we can just...
I'm not a morning person. I'm up.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Because we want to be on good
that's
terms.
That's quite a nice old-fashioned phone you got there.
Well, that's what you want to make. You want to make these calls on the old-fashioned telephone here.
Can you put a quarter on that phone first, Scott?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Now, there's a good chance he's not going to be awake.
Okay.
I think it is ringing.
One way to find out, right?
Yeah, this is what we're doing. This is real Renegade Radio here this morning. And I don't think his mailbox is set up either, so I don't even think there's an opportunity to leave a message. Very busy fellow. Well, see, here we go. You know, I'm trying to call in and smooth it all over.
Please leave your message for...
We gave it a shot. What can you do?
Call the kazoo man. He'll be up.
Well, I don't really call the kazoo man. Because if he doesn't have his kazoo ready, then...
Okay.
There's not much there. In my opinion.
Well, find someone to call. You know all these phone numbers, Scott.
Well, I do know the phone numbers, but, you know, these people in Boston, what do you make of that?
I wonder if, you know, Pat Carroll, she lives kind of near Boston. I wonder if she's listening to that Kurt show. And, if, you know, you haven't, and maybe you can ask her next time you talk to her. I don't think my microphone is on yet. It's okay. Maybe next time you talk to her, you can ask, because she's from that part of the country.
You know, I think it's a nice show. But I don't want to go sit in the audience.
Everything's really expensive in Boston, and it's a fast-moving place.
Who would want to go to Boston to sit in the audience?
Yeah.
Especially in January. It's cold, roads are bad. Who needs that? Just my opinion on this situation.
Yeah. I think Marion's a better place.
Well, you know what? Like I say, I would be glad to... Now, if I was booked, I would show up if I accepted the booking, but at this point, I don't see a whole lot of that.
Perhaps.
Just let it be noted that once again, I did try to reach out to Ted, and there you go. So I've done my part for the day. I feel I played the incident. I played the Zapruder tape of Ted Williams. I let people know what happened, and at this point, whatever happens, happens.
Don't I have two tickets to Zumbeezy Bay to give away next hour?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I guess they were taken. I did have them at one time.
Oh, as long as they're... Well, if they're here, where'd you put them?
They were kind of on the... Well, where that little TV is.
Well, we have people who have not picked up their tickets who can do that. We have Linda Atkins and Ed Atkins have some tickets to the Wilds. And Tim has a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. Those are here. I don't see anything else here.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll just...
Well, no, you can give them away again, because I haven't seen any of these people.
Okay, we'll give them away again, then.
But let these people know if they show up.
Is there like a 10-day limit to pick the...
Well, I really don't know anymore.
So which tickets can I give away?
Well, I would only give away the Zumbeezy Bay tickets. Okay. But
and they, do they close on Labor Day?
If Tim shows up, you're going to have to deal with him.
Okay, well,
I don't know if they close on Labor Day or not. Somebody'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, but I don't know what happened to Tim, and I don't know what happened to the Atkins. Now, I know they're open. I think the Wilds is open through the end of October, so there's still plenty of time to do that. Now, you can come in today between 10 and 11 or 4 and 5 and get your tickets, but other than that, I really don't know. We did what we did here this morning. Phone lines are open. Last bit here, if you've been thinking about calling in, we've got about 2 minutes left. 740-383-9944. What an eventful morning.
How's that painting look in the middle room there, Scott? It's very bright.
Not bad.
Matches the
Not
microphone
bad.
Cover, doesn't
the,
it?
The painting is almost done around
it's
here.
It's color-coordinated with the microphone cover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Oh, you know, once we just touch up the ceiling in here, we'll be all done with the painting at this
very
point.
Very colorful and bright. Yeah. It's kind of an artsy feel. Every color is a little different, but they're similar and they blend together well. It's
yeah, it's nice. Once that's all over, we'll be
friendly feel to it.
We'll be on to a whole new thing. It's nice.
I would say.
Yeah, and that's the important thing: progress. When progress stops, that's when you have all your problems.
Yes. Or you say progress.
Well, I believe progress is the
that's the British pronunciation, so when you have the queen on...
Well, see, I don't know, though, because I hear people say aunt here all the time.
I say
aunt. I don't think they're British.
I say aunt.
Yeah, but an aunt is a bug.
Well, some relatives are like bugs.
Yeah, but that's not what you're referring to.
Well, they're homophones.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
See, I don't know, because where, A-U-N-T, where are you getting ant?
Well, English is not a phonetic language. Many words have really the pronunciation.
Well, then really you could just say anything, couldn't you?
Little to do with how it's actually spelled.
Right, so basically then we could say anything.
Well, I would say ant.
Right, but what I'm saying, if this is not a phonetic language, then when people say pronunciation, right. Well, really you could just say, well, it's not a phonetic language, and that's how I pronounce it.
I guess is the... As long as you pronounce my name right.
It's interesting. Well, stay tuned, because Adam will be up next, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then the Ed Asner Tribute from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m., and then Voice of a People today, 4:10 to 5. All kinds of stuff coming up for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor, but I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is, caucuses and primaries he's lost. He's not won any one of them. Yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major contender. And I guess I listen to these political pundits. They all have opinions. But, you know, Governor Kasich doesn't have many delegates, even if he wins Ohio, and he's far into fourth place that way. And so I don't know how he possibly gets a nomination in Cleveland coming up, but I also know, and you know, he's been, I guess I hope he comes back to the state and starts governing. I mean, he really hadn't been here much since July, and the media loves John Kasich. They always have. The people that own the newspapers usually love Republican governors, and he's gotten very little criticism for being out of the state the last 8 months. While our economy is doing worse than Michigan, our job growth is weaker than Michigan and Indiana and Kentucky, in spite of what we hear in campaign talk. But there's a lot of work to do in this state. The Sebring water, poisoning of the water there with lead, the state didn't do anything about. And, you know, the state needs to focus on the charter school scandal and all these problems that Ohio has that nobody's paying attention to because the governor's running for president. So I'm just hopeful he comes back to the state, realizes that this race is not his to win at this point when you're so far behind, even if he wins Ohio, and comes back and does the work we need.
And on being Hillary Clinton's vice president.
Very interesting. Before I let you go, Senator Brown, and I thank you for your time, The Hill reported today that a possible Clinton-Brown ticket could be, and NBC's Chuck Todd has suggested this, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has floated around the idea, so I guess Senator Brown, if asked, will you serve?
I have no interest. I really don't. I love what I'm doing here. I'm